أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد. We read in the previous ayats how the day of Qiyamah will come, a person will be brought forward for resurrection and for Hisab Kitab, for his court case, and every person will be brought by a guide, by a farishta, and he himself will be present there, and his record of deeds will be given to him, and he will see what he had done in his whole life. Allah has been very kind to us that he has left the doors of Tawbah open, and we all can make Tawbah, and we can be presented without a single guna. If we keep on making Tawbah, and we save ourselves from sins, and because maut can come at any time. Otherwise, all our gunas will also be presented there with our good deeds. وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. اور بولا فرشتہ اس کے ساتھ والا, یہ ہے جو میرے پاس تھا حاضر. And then that farishta that will be with him, one will be a guide, a policeman to bring him there, and the other will be a farishta, or it will be he himself. And that farishta or he himself will say, yeah, all what you did, yeah, your record of your deeds, yes, your scroll, and yes, everything what you had done. Alqiya fi jahannama kulla kafarin anid. Dal do tum dono dozakh mein wo har na shukar mukhalif ko. And now in the court case will be done, and his sins are more than what his good deeds are, and he has disobeyed Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in fact, this is, as the ayats in front shows, for those people who disbelieve in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now that person and that farishta will start, and that person and shaitan will start arguing. Shaitan will say, I did not force him to do any guna. I only told him, look here, do this, do that. I never had any power that I could force him. He himself committed the gunas himself. And now in their argument, Allah Ta'ala will say, stop this argument in front of me and take them both and throw them into the fire of Jahannam. مَنَّاعِ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدِ مُرِيبِ. Which kind of people will be these? نیکی سے روکنے والا, حد سے بھرنے والا, شباق میں پرنے والا. That person who used to stop from good deeds, he shouldn't allow people to do good deeds. And we must also consider very much, sometimes when our children want to become pious, we say they're becoming over pious now. They want to become alims or alimas, then we discourage them. We send them to universities, etc. Or a wedding, etc. Somebody wants to make it a simple wedding. We discourage the person. What is this simple wedding all about? You must have a lavish wedding. Wherever people, these people who stop others, and this particularly refers to the non-believers who stop others from accepting Islam. How the whole world today is making an effort to eradicate the true beliefs of the Muslims. And inside the Muslims, they are making different parties and who have got their different beliefs. From outside they are attacking. So all these people who used to stop people from the righteous path and from the straight path, mu'tadin, and those people who used to go beyond the limits, and they broke and transgressed all the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Even the international laws of humanity they did not observe. They broke all laws. Murib, those people who had doubt on the day of Qiyamah, that there is nothing like Qiyamah, there is nothing like the life of the year after. They had their great doubts about that, and they felt this dunya is everything, and we are in this world just for this dunya's sake. Alladhi ja'ala ma'allahi ilahan akhar, jisne theraya Allah ke saath auroko poojna. Those who had other things that they worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala. That is, those who did not have Tawheed. Whether it is that they did not believe in one Allah only and they believed in idols, or they believed in material power. That material power has got this, can do this and can do that. Or for example, that medicine can just save, and our eyes are not on the Qudrat of Allah, and we don't believe that medicine can save, that Allah can save, but we believe medicine can save. We believe operations can save, etc. We did not have our full trust on Allah Ta'ala. فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي جَفِيلْ عَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ So ڈال دو اس کو سخت عذاب میں. Now the announcement has been made, the judgment has been made, take him, put him down into the cells, throw him into the fire of Jahannam. قَالَ قَرِينُهُ رَبَّنَا مَا ضَغَيْتُهُ بولا شیطان اس کا ساتھی اے رب ہمارے میں سے اس کو شرارت میں میں نے نہیں ڈالا. Then Shaitan will say, I did not force him, as it comes in another place in the Quran in detail. I did not force him to make any guna. I only invited him towards sin. I invited him towards this dunya and towards the evil of this dunya. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ پر یہ تھا راہ کو بھولا اور دور پرا ہوا. It was he himself who was gone astray and gone far away from the path. So all these realities will come forward on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah has warned us and He has given us the great opportunity to make tawbah of our gunas and to turn to His mercy and ask Him for forgiveness before that time comes and we can get saved. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ فرمایا جھگرہ نہ کرو میرے پاس. Shaitan and that person will be arguing that I did not force you. He will say, you told me to do all this wrong. Allah will say, your arguments, leave them. Leave all your arguments. Don't argue in front of me. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ اور میں پہلے سے ڈرا چکا تھا تم کو عذاب سے. And I had warned you people of this punishment long before already. It isn't only now that you didn't know about it. I send all my Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. I send my clear signs. I send the vicegerents, the deputies of the Anbiya, the ulama. Today the Tabligh Jamaat making so much effort. We are all being told the signs are clear. And also all all the volcanoes, tornadoes, earthquakes which are coming are all clear signs of this. And if a person still doesn't take heed, he will have nobody to blame and he will realize that he is guilty fully on the day of Qiyamah. Further Allah will say, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ بَدَلْتِ نَهِ بَعَدْ میرے پاس. My verdict is the final verdict. There is the highest court. You can't, you aren't given leave to go and appeal my judgment now by in front of anyone else. This is the highest court and the judgment has been made here. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ اور میں ظلم نہیں کرتا بندوں پر. And I don't make any ظلم upon anyone. My judgment is 100% correct. Even if there was another court, there is no other court. But no court will be able to come to a different conclusion. They won't be able to come to a different verdict because my decision is based on 100% justice. So in these ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has made it very clear to us our journey to which we are going on and what is going to happen. And Allah has been most merciful to all of mankind, that He has left the doors of mercy and the doors of tawbah very wide open. And it is up to us that as soon as possible, immediately we make sincere tawbah to Allah for all our gunas. Allah forgives gunas. As soon as a person makes sincere tawbah and he refrains from that guna, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. And also Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has kept His doors of mercy wide open. If we do that, inshallah, our journey on this great journey will be very, very easy and comfortable, and we'll find Allah, who is a most forgiving Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.